This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has approved almost $20 million to pay private hospitals to help restore jail inmates to competence before their court dates. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Hundreds of people have been waiting weeks and months in jail across the state after being deemed incompetent to face the criminal charges filed against them. It's been an ongoing problem in Colorado, and state officials are under a federal court order to treat people faster. Wait times have lengthened since the start of the pandemic. State officials say the orders for competency evaluations have more than doubled since 2019. And the state hospital in Pueblo is significantly understaffed. The new money will go to private hospitals and mental health wards that can take people in more quickly. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Military members and families across the country are honoring Veterans Day today. The pandemic has been an especially isolating time for veterans in rural areas who don't always know where to turn for help. Nathan Demers is with Operation Veterans Strong, a group that connects veterans.
For many of these veterans who have been living in the San Luis Valley for about 2 years, all the way up through 20 years was our longest veteran living in the community, several had never met another veteran in their local community.
Veterans and family members can join at OperationVeteransStrong.com. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Denver is at 50 degrees. The high today will be 56. It should be a sunny day. This evening, there's a 20% chance of snow with a low of 31. Meanwhile, in Crested Butte, it is a sunny day, a high of 38, and a good chance of snow this evening down to 20 degrees. Thank you for joining us today. We are listening to Here and Now this hour and into the next one. I hope you're having a good Thursday.